Amazing Blue Nation, it's Tom Brady. I co-founded Autograph with one mission in mind: change the fan experience for the better. That's why I'm excited to announce the release of a new app that recognizes the biggest Michigan fans. The Autograph Fandom app gives you access to the best Michigan content, fan challenges, and exclusive rewards for diehard Wolverines, all for doing the things you already do, like listening to this podcast. Head over to the Apple App Store and search for Autograph Rewarding Fans and download today.
Hey, just like my good buddy Tom Brady just said, download the app Autograph Rewarding Fans. Use my code MFRANT and start getting rewarded today. All right, go Blue. Hey guys, this is the Michigan Football Rant and I am your host, Adam Brewer. This is a quick hitter episode, Harbaugh versus the NCAA Part 2. Let's just get into this. If we're going to critically think about this, there's one or two things that just don't stand out, or that they stand out, but they seem weird to me, right? Now, if I'm going to critically think about this, this is what I think. Okay, so live scouting has been outlawed or ruled, it's been against the rules since 1994 because of poor schools can't get it to everywhere and rich schools can, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so that means access, right? When you have the All-22 film, when you have all these other different avenues that these big-time schools can get information, why would they need live scouting? Now, why? They wouldn't, would they? The only thing that screams weird or that comes off weird to me, right, is if that is the case, right? And we've noticed that a low-level staffer, Connor, whatever his name is, Stallion, bought 30 tickets for three different people. So now, one thing that also is kind of weird is that this report says a vast network. I will ask you one thing. If T-Mobile, who says they have a vast network, only had three cell towers, would you believe that's a vast network? I wouldn't think so. And one of the towers is its girlfriend. Okay. Two, is the electronical device a cell phone? It better be an iPhone, because if it's Android, you can't see shit anyways. So what this screams to me is a low-level staffer who has been a super fan his whole life, who essentially, if you want to think about it, for you Ted Lasso fans, he's Nate, okay? He has been a super fan for his whole life, and he wants to get noticed. He takes it upon himself to buy the tickets. Do you think Michigan as a whole would tell a low-level staffer, please, go live scout, use your real name when you purchase the tickets? Or would a low-level staffer purchase the tickets on his own, because he probably didn't even know that was a rule that he was breaking, right? He was in hopes to impress the university so he can move his way up to become someone important in the university in which he's loved forever. What makes more sense than Michigan said, hey, you low-level staffer guy, go buy 30 tickets and use your vast network. And if you can't see, obviously you can't see it, I'm using finger quotes, your vast network of three people to go to all these games. And then, hey, use your real name when you buy these tickets. Do that. That's smart. Do that. Oh, it just doesn't make sense. He probably did that all on his own with no one even knowing. Because let me also bring up this point. How many times that you've been at work and you've broken the rules, right? Just whatever your rules are at your job, you just break them. Every once in a while, it's not, or maybe you're trying to do something, you cut a corner here and there to impress somebody or get things done faster. How many times does your boss know about it? How many times? Probably not a lot. Now, if there were reporters sniffing up your ass, then they would probably know about it. But on a day-to-day basis or a weekly, yearly basis, how many times have you broken the rules and your boss knew? How many times did you tell the boss that you were breaking the rules or that you were cutting corners to impress him? How many times did you do that? Probably not a lot, right? So that's my thing, is I think this guy just was Nate from Ted Lasso, wanted to impress Jim Harbaugh or Sharon Moore or Jesse Mint or whoever. So he took it upon himself, bought a bunch of tickets. First of all, you send your girlfriend to the game. Unless she's a major football person, she could have been recording the clouds, the cheerleaders, the dog that runs and catches the frisbee. Who knows what this woman was recording? And do they know what she was recording? Does she have a, you know, do they catch her with her cell phone out? Who knows if she wasn't on TikTok, for God's sakes? Who knows these things? All I'm saying is it sounds like this guy took it upon himself to boost himself into the company or into the university and make himself more important. So he took a chance and he broke a rule he probably didn't even know existed. All right. And for all you idiots that said, oh, well, that explains the TCU game. Are you morons? Seriously, are you that dense in the head? You know, we didn't play TCU the next week, right? They had a month, a full on 30 days to change everything they ever did. All of it. Change it all up. To learn everything that Michigan did. They even said that Michigan didn't change what they did from the end of the season to the time they played. Their calls and all that kind of stuff. So was TCU stealing plays? Stealing signs? Because their cornerback came out and said that. So that their calls didn't, their signs or their calls didn't change. And that's why he knew to jump the route. Okay. There's a whole month. You've got to be kidding me. Literally. Just please stop with the lunacy. That's all I'm saying is I can guarantee you, one, Jim Harbaugh didn't know anything about it. Sharon Moore or Jesse Mentor didn't know anything about it. This kid took it upon himself to use his vast network, three people, to go and live scout these games so he can look better in the eyes of the people who could get him a job. That's it. I bet you that's all that's going to come out from this. Now, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But from everything I've heard, that's what I think is happening. I know all the opposing fans want something more to have happened. They want to Jim Harbaugh to put down the order. You've got to go steal these signs in person or we couldn't win when we get film every day. When we have people who have been designed, like their whole job is just to watch film of Ohio State or Penn State. That's their job, is to watch. And people to stand on the sidelines and decipher codes of what they're doing. That's a real job. So why the F would Michigan want someone, a low-level staffer, to go buy tickets with his own name and then live scout obviously breaking a rule? Makes no sense. What does make sense, and I beat dead horse, but what makes sense is that low-level staffer trying to impress the university in which he's loved forever, took money out of his own money, using his own name, violating a rule he probably didn't even know existed. And because why would we all know that existed? Because from, like we've all said, every time you've ever played football from the time you're a little boy all the way up to college, when you have free time, you go and watch the other teams play. So I guarantee you, this kid had no clue that that was a rule. So he used his vast network of three people to go and film games so he could look better to the people he was trying to impress. Case closed. Suck it. It's over. And I'm frankly done with this whole thing. I mean, this is so boring and it's just so lame that people are like, oh, the bombshell. The bombshell of what? Like I've been saying for the last 8 minutes, some low-level dude took it upon himself to go scout games or had his network of people do it? Like, how is this a bombshell? A bombshell is Jim Harbaugh paying someone to break into Ohio State's coaching room and steal all their materials, so this way they would know what their plays are, or what their play calls were, or what their signs are. That is bombshell material. Some low-level dork who didn't even know that was a rule, who used his girlfriend and his best friend to go fucking film football games so he can look better to fucking Sharone Moore or Jesse Minter, isn't bombshell material. Quit trying to make something so lame so important. It's embarrassing. And it really just goes to show that this is even more of a witch hunt than it really should be. Or just, I mean, let's waste our time on more important things. How about the SEC? How about Tennessee with 18 level one violations? How about that? How about we go look into that stuff? Because I bet you there's some real bombshell material there. Just make it make sense if you're going to do something this if bombshell material. A guy, his girlfriend, and his best buddy for videotaping fucking football games. Give me a break. This is stupid. All right, I'm out, guys. It is great to be a Michigan Wolverine. And forever and always, guys, go Blue.